Okay. Does the public have any comment or questions while council is looking at the resolution?
Christina?
Chris?
When do you guys receive all of this information?
Can you speak to the council?
Speaking to all of you.
Part of this is from our trainings that we've been going to that are teaching us streamlined processes. Our bookkeeping, accounting people, the Jodys, if you've heard us talk of the Jodys, that they are one of our, through the lead, that they help us with our accounting and do some of our accounting. They've suggested a few things to us. And so.
I mean, just general information. It always seems like the council is always confused and not up to speed on anything that we're talking about in these rooms. And as a citizen, it's frustrating because I'm a professional businessman. And if I'm asked to come to a meeting, especially something of this magnitude, I'm expected to know what's going on in the town. I'm expected to know why you guys are talking about what you're talking about and why you're talking about it now. And have comment. But it seems like we spend most of the time in these meetings bringing the council up to speed on what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And that blows my mind.
Very good point, yes. And so, certainly, we are attempting to get ahead of the train here, so to speak. And unfortunately, having had a meeting every week last month and training to start off the month, it's very frustrating to us and it's very frustrating, I'm sure, to the council. So, Tim, you have a comment?
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. And Lorraine's correct, it is frustrating. A lot of this information we expect to be made available to us at least 48 hours before the meeting when the agenda is posted. That's not usually how it's been delivered up till now. And in fact, the tonight's packet was delivered to us this afternoon at around 5 o'clock, if I'm remembering correctly. So the amount of time that I had to review this personally was not a lot. And there was no discussion about in almost any of these topics or any sort of like outreach that they would be on the agenda in terms of like, you know, what we're going to be expected to make a ruling on. So yeah, in this particular case, it seems like we're asking a lot of questions because we don't know what we're talking about. It's correct, we don't. So I'm trying to get a good idea.
And to be clear, it's not acceptable to any of us here at the front of the room the way this is working, and we're working on streamlining that. And our goal, I believe, is to be packet a week before.
I'd like that.
You'll find out in the next in one of the next proposed ordinances why this is so late all the time. First of all, we had the office, the majority of the office, the mayor, myself, and one of our town council members was gone for an entire week to do training. Immediately after we returned, we had a town council meeting, which required preparation for all of this. The following week, we had another town council meeting. And then now we have another town council meeting. This is 4 town council meetings in a row. The goal is to have not only the agenda, but the council packets available publicly, not only to the town council, but also to the residents of the town, to the public, at least 48 hours, which is the opinion that was received by the state attorney general with regards to interpretation of the term adequate notice. However, we've just discovered in our own bylaws that Alberton standard is for that to be done the Wednesday before the town council meeting, which has apparently not been historically done. So even though these things are coming up very late, we are at least getting it to the council before they show up at the meeting and open their packet. So we're a little, at least a couple hours ahead of the game. But when we, as we start moving forward, the intent is that we will be meeting that requirement for the town of Alberton. And not only will the agendas be posted, the packets will also be posted publicly by Wednesdays of the week before town council. Unfortunately, the workload this past month has made it absolutely impossible for four meetings in a row. So we apologize sincerely to the town for not meeting that requirement, but we are doing everything we can to do it.
And I'd like to acknowledge the fact that you're taking a lot of heat right now for this town being ran like a train wreck for a decade, and now everybody wants it all fixed right now. And I know personally, because I'm involved, you guys are doing the best you can with what you have, and you're swinging for the fences. And I'll reiterate one more time. This is what happens when you don't run a town properly for a decade. This is what happens. This is what happens right here.
The reason I'm sitting up here is because this is what happens when I discover that's what's going on in the town.
Right.
And I campaigned and I ran for mayor. So
Amen.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your comments very much. Council? Oh, we have another comment from Jan.
I would like to clarify potentially some concerns about this resolution.
Okay.
One, this is already being done. It has just been done without council approval. There are claims that get paid by credit card or by ACH that then go on the claims for approval. But have you noticed you don't write a check for everything? That's because some things are paid electronically. A lot of this is occurring already, and we just want to make sure that we have town council approval to do so. So
and
this is the proper way to go about
official.
What has been happening already.
I would like to state, as a long-term business owner, I'm already aware that that's how it's done. And I've seen it in claims, things getting paid day-to-day, month-to-month, things. So none of this is a surprise. And even though we do get some of this last minute, in truth, as we go forward month-to-month here, the scope of the town's pretty small. A lot of this is pretty easy to keep up with for the most part. I would say the most conflicting part is having public comment and people talking about what needs to be done, people's feedback. And, you know, there has been a big lack of town feedback over the years, and that's just going to play into this as we go forward. But these agendas are all pretty reasonable. I mean, even proposed resolutions I don't feel are too out of the ballpark, pretty standard. I don't feel blindsided by much here. I feel like we go forward pretty smoothly.
Thank you for that comment. I would entertain a motion.
All right, well, since we're taking turns, I'll move that we approve resolution 354 as written.
Motion
on
the floor
to approve and seconded. Jim, call the question.
Tim? Yes.
Kyle? Yes. Motion carried. We now have a new
resolution,
number 354. Thank you very much. Moving on to...
I'd like to make another motion, if that's all right, in the meantime. I would like to move that we take a short recess so that I can go use the restroom and everyone can take a breath.
Motion to adjourn for a brief recess.
Where are your diaper next time?
Hey, man, it's hot. Haven't you?
Just let it go, man.
It depends.
Just let it go.
Just let it go.
When are we reconvening?
So much better.
So the ordinance is a first read. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I got.
Do you want to see this?
Okay.
This is so exciting.
For the future, if you guys are on a recess, you do have to second it and vote on it. And you do have to state when you'll be reconvening. So like what time will come back.
Oh my
back.
God.
Yeah.
It's I don't want any of it.
I know.
That's why I pulled out my phone.
The court has written. Okay. Motion carried. Okay.
I'm not worried about that.
Oh, Maureen. This one, to change the date of the town council meetings to 7/8. That actually got altered at the last minute. It was the ordinance to allow us to change it by resolution. So that's different. But the intent is to present a resolution for that. If we can get that, if we pass the ordinance, then this would be the resolution. This is not in the ordinance, so we may need to make that clear when you're announcing that agenda item. The proposed ordinance is not to change it to the second Wednesday. It's to allow us
to
change it by resolution. And then we will present a proposed resolution to change it.
Okay.
Charlie said it was okay.
Yeah, Charlie said.
She already banged the hammer.
What happened?
I told Kyle, when you guys recess, you have to motion second and state when you're coming back. And you slammed the gavel before the band just did the thing.
I could feel the pain.
I hear you. Mayor, I'm happy to read these.
Yeah, I'll read one too if we want to trade.
Right?
Yeah.
Is everybody good? Call the meeting back to order. And we will move on to the next proposed ordinance that reads change date of town council meeting to the second Wednesday of each month. And I have an ordinance to read here. To be clear, this ordinance is to put into place, not essentially that we're going to move the meeting to the second Wednesday or whatever the detail, it's to and a proposed ordinance to allow us to change the meeting to a date and a time by resolution that makes more sense. Wow. Did I say that right?
Would you like me to clarify?
Please clarify, Jeanette.
So, at the present time, the date and time of the town council meetings is set by ordinance. It takes approximately 90 days to change that, provided that you get through a first and second reading without any proposed changes. So the proposed ordinance is not to change the town council meeting to the second Wednesday. It is to allow the date and time of the town council meeting to be set by resolution, which can be done at a single town council meeting. So the ordinance is to allow us to do that. If the ordinance passes and it's allowed to be done by resolution, then there will be an accompanying proposed resolution at that time to move the meeting to the second Wednesday. So the second Wednesday is actually not on the table at this time. It is the ordinance that will allow us to do that by resolution.
Thank you for that additional clarification. And I will also clarify, we just did two resolutions that illustrated that. We now have three ordinances that we will be looking at. Anytime that we look at an ordinance, it's read twice. That's two meetings in a row. And it has to be exactly the same from one meeting to the next. If a change is made tonight in this ordinance at all, we start over again with the first reading next month. So we try our very best to get the ordinance verbiage correct so that we can do two readings in a row and then pass the ordinance as long as there's nothing that is opposed by council or public comment. Now move forward with reading of ordinance number 2026-06-01. an ordinance amending sections 1-6-1 and 1-6-3 of chapter 1-6 of title 1 of the Albertson Town Code to remove the specific date and time of regular town council meetings from ordinance text, authorize the town council to establish and amend the regular meeting schedule by resolution, and correct the special meetings provision to conform with Montana law. Whereas section 1-6-1 of the Albertson Town Code currently provides that the town council shall hold regular meetings on the first Tuesday of each month, and section 1-6-3 currently provides that meetings shall convene at 7 p.m. And whereas embedding the specific day and time of regular meetings within ordinance text requires the town council to undertake the full two-meeting ordinance adoption process, which takes a minimum of 12 days under Montana law, each time an adjustment to the meeting schedule is needed, and whereas the town council finds it more practical and efficient to establish and adjust the regular meeting schedule, including day, time, and location, by resolution, which takes effect immediately upon adoption, and whereas section 1-6-1 currently provides that special meetings may be called by the mayor or at the written request of three members of the council, but Montana Code annotated section 7-5-4102, section 1, part C, and 7-5-4122 vest the authority to call a special meeting solely in the mayor, and the council member request language is therefore in conflict with state law and must be removed, and whereas the town council finds that these amendments serve the efficient and lawful conduct of town government. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the town council of the town of Albertson, Montana, as follows. Section 1, amendment of section 1-6-1, meetings. Section 1-6-1 of chapter 1-6 of title 1 of the Albertson Town Code is hereby amended to read as follows. 1-6-1, meetings. The town council shall hold regular meetings for the transaction of municipal business at such day, time, and location as shall be established from time to time by resolution of the town council. The current regular meeting schedule shall be maintained on file with the town clerk and shall be posted at town hall and such other public locations as required by section 1-2-2 of this code. The council may also hold such other meetings to which the council by order may adjourn or which may be otherwise called. Special meetings may be called only by the mayor. The mayor shall state by written message to the town clerk the subject of the special meeting, and the business of any special meeting shall be restricted to the object stated, consistent with Montana Code annotated section 7-5-4102, section 1, item C, and 7-5-4122. Section 2, amendment of section 1-6-3, proceedings of meeting. Section 1-6-3 of chapter 1-6 of title 1 of the Albertson Town Code is hereby amended to read as follows. Quote, 1-6-3, proceedings of meetings. The town council shall convene and be called to order by the mayor, or in his, her absence by the president of the council, at the day and time established by resolution of the town council pursuant to section 1-6-1, and the town clerk shall proceed to call roll and record in the minutes the names of all members present and note the absentees and announce whether or not a quorum is present. All meetings shall be held at the location established by resolution of the town council pursuant to section 1-6-1, unless otherwise ordered, end quote. Section 3, repeal of conflicting provisions. All prior ordinances, resolutions, or motions of the town council establishing the regular meeting date, time, or location that are inconsistent with this ordinance are hereby repealed to the extent of such conflict. Section 4, Savings Clause. If any provision of this ordinance or its application to any person or circumstance is held invalid, the remainder of the ordinance and the application of its provisions to other persons or circumstances shall not be affected. Section 5, Effective Date. This ordinance shall take effect 30 days after final passage on second reading, as required by Montana Code Annotated Section 7-5-103. The town clerk is directed to provide public notice of this ordinance in accordance with Section 1-2-2 of the Upperton Town Code following first reading and provisional adoption. Passed and adopted by the Town Council and Mayor of the Town of Upperton, Mineral County, State of Montana, the second day of June 2026. Approved and attested by the Mayor and the clerk. Council, do you have any comments or questions as the ordinance was read?
I do not.
There was a couple, I think, words that were mispronounced or misspoke, but when and if we decide that we want to approve this first reading, is it something we have to address each one, or do we have to, or can we say as written and just ignore and wave away the misspeakings?
For the recording, we need to address that. What were my misspoken words? Jalen?
As I was instructed that the recording is the official version, not what's written. So we do need to clarify what's written for the recording.
Did you make a note what I mispronounced or what?
Yes. Under the second whereas, did you intend to change the term where it says town council to undertake the full two meeting ordinance? Or did you intend for it to...
I believe I said two reading ordinance. I can read it again.
As long as we have it on the record that the word is reading.
The full two reading ordinance adoption process. Thank you.
On paragraph 2 of page 2, was it your intent in line 2 to change the word object to subject? Where it says, message to the town clerk, the object of the special meeting?
Special meetings may be called only by the mayor. The mayor shall state by written message to the town clerk the object of the special meeting, and the business of any special meeting shall be restricted to the object stated consistent with Montana Code Annotated Section 7-5-4102-1, Section T, and 7-5-4122. Thank you for that clarification. Anything else?
The next clarification is under section 2 in the quoted paragraph 1-6-3, proceedings of meeting was made plural. Is that intentional?
Proceedings of meeting singular.
Thank you. On section 5, where it states this ordinance shall take effect 30 days after the final passage of the second reading as required by Montana Annotated, you stated 7-5-103 rather than 105. 105 is what's written.
Thank you for catching me on that. No, it is Montana Code Annotated Section 7-5-105.
Thank you.
Thank you. Public, have any comments or questions? Bob
Summerfield. I support this ordinance. I think it makes a lot of sense. But I have a comment, I guess, not directly related to this, but it's about special meetings. Maybe I'm just not aware of how to do it, but I find it really hard to be aware of special meetings unless I go to the town website, you know, every day or at least once a week. I'm not aware of special meetings. So I was wondering if there could be, not in this ordinance, it's a separate deal, but if there could be some system instituted to notify people of special meetings, whether that's a post on the community Facebook page, whether you create a text list that goes out to people who sign up to it or something like that, mm-hmm. if there would be a way to make people aware of special meetings.
Thank you for that comment, Bob. We are attempting to set up a few of those types of things. One is an email list that would let people know, look on the website, we have a special meeting coming up, or we've just posted the packets, or whatever could be going on. So yes, point taken. That is definitely an issue, letting people know when meetings are. And it was even called to my attention this evening by the sheriff that he pulled up the May agenda from the website, because that's the website that came up. So it's a part of what we're have 10,000 things that we're trying to fix and repair as fast as we can. So good comment.
Thank you.
Any additional comments? Questions? Julie?
Just a quick point of clarification on the website. If you type in www.albertonmontana.com, you will get an old version that has old agendas on it. If you leave off www and just type in albertonmontana.com, you will get the new version. We were unaware until this meeting that there are two out there, so we will be working to take the other one down. Thank you for your comment.
Does council have any additional comment, or are we ready to move forward? I'm sorry, Kyle?
We can move forward.
Okay.
First.
Kyle is moving to adopt ordinance number 2026-06-01 as read and written.
I guess I'll second that motion.
And we have a second. And so if you could call the question, Jalen,
ordinance. I'm actually not clear on what Kyle's motion was. I believe it needs to be made by Kyle.
I'll first motion to proceed with ordinance number 2026-06-01.
As written?
As written.
Thank you.
And that was seconded by Tim.
Yeah.
Thank you for that clarification, Jalen. Call the question, please.
Actually, can we have a small discussion about it before we call the question? I don't actually see a need for this. And the first Tuesday of every month seems like it works for us. And I don't see what this ordinance does differently than the one we have about setting the meeting.
Okay. I know that Jalen has a clarification here that we stated somewhat, but go ahead, Jalen.
Yeah, mind.
I'm happy to address that. So the workload in the town office is such that on the 20th of every month, utility bills are due. The majority of payments come in just prior to the 20th of the month, so there's a lot of payment processing to do. Shortly after that, usually within 2 to 5 days, is all of the utility billing that has to be done and sent out. Shortly after that, we have the end of the month where payroll has to be processed and sent out. Shortly after the first of the month, all of the claims have to be processed. And during that first week of the month, not only are we unable to handle a lot of the pressing needs that the office has because of those major projects all due within the last 2 weeks of the month and the first week of the month, having a town council meeting the first day of the week slams the office with so much work that we are finding it nearly impossible to get you your packets on time.
I thought you said that this was not an ordinance to adjust the time of the meeting and the day.
It is not. It is to allow us to make a change to the time and day by resolution, rather than having to go through an ordinance change each time if the need arises that we need to change the meeting.
As it states at the beginning of this, an ordinance takes 2 readings, a resolution takes 1 reading. So if we want to change the time of the meeting to 6 again, we could do that by resolution, and it happens in 1 meeting. but the ordinance allows us to have that flexibility.
All right. Well, I mean, we're still waiting to call a question, but having this conversation, I'm not sure about this. I don't mind approving this first reading, but like I said, I got this packet 2 hours before the meeting, and I've already been able to like have my thoughts about it, but I have not been able to influence this document or have any say in it up until now. So, that's where I stand on it.
So this will give you some time because we're not gonna, it needs a second reading. Sir, I don't know your name.
David Chavalis. I was he kind of ended that perfectly. It doesn't seem to make sense to vote this in because if it gets voted in, obviously what's next is it's gonna get changed.
We can't vote it in.
Okay, well, with the resolution being presented and accepted, as it moves further down the line, the goal is obviously to move the date and time of the meeting, which has worked for however many years, that we've been doing this. I understand that there are differences, but it seems like there needs to be a lot more discussion on this before
Correct.
We move forward.
And so now we have 30 days to think about this. And if there are changes that are requested between now and the next reading will be the first reading all over again. So this is giving us an opportunity to do that. Chris?
Is this a resolution just to make it easier to move around the meetings when appropriate?
It's an ordinance in order to make it easier for us to adjust the meetings on a more timely basis,
right.
In a more timely fashion.
And where's the rocket science in that?
Shannon?
I was just gonna say, what we're doing is an ordinance is a very heavy change. It takes it's at least 60 to 90 days to change anything by ordinance, and that's if it goes perfectly. So what we're doing with this is saying, if we want to change something, we change it by resolution, which can be handled in one meeting. Unlike an ordinance, which takes minimum two meetings, possibly more. So what it does is it allows us a little more flexibility to be able to change meetings because an ordinance is very laborious to change. Where a resolution, you can make multiple resolutions. You can change your meetings for 6 months. Let's say that we change it in the wintertime because we all want to be here earlier, not later. And then if we come in the summer and we want to do it later, we can change it by resolution where the ordinance, you're taking 2 to 3 months to change anything. That's all we're doing is we're changing the language to allow us to do it by resolution, not ordinance.
Do you have an additional comment, sir?
Well, the implication is that you have this extra toll of work that comes towards the end and the beginning of each month, and that load is never going to be shifted because that's just how things line up. So
Correct.
The implication is that you would be changing the meeting whenever you see fit because of this extra additional amount of load, which is just the normal amount of work that is, coincides with being an employee of the town. So you have this extra amount of work, so now we have the possibility that we could change the meeting because we have this extra amount of work. Well, it doesn't seem to make sense because then it would just be, you have that amount of work consistently, so then the meeting just consistently is different. That's my concern.
Thank you for your comment. Karen?
Yes, we just had three meetings in a row, and were they changed under an illegal process? Because it sounds as if it was illegal, but the ordinance says you have to go through this long process, but we just had the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th, boom, 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 and it seemed to work. So I understand the difference between ordinance and resolution. I totally get that, but we just did three meetings in a row, and you didn't seem hamstrung in our ability to change those meetings. Help me out on that.
This is changing the regular scheduled meeting what this is addressing. And the regular scheduled meeting has an issue, which is what happened to the best of our knowledge. Each time we tried to meet in May, something changed and made it so that we couldn't. The meeting was first changed because we knew we were all going to be at training the first week of the month. We scheduled it for the second week. Then we didn't have a quorum on the second week. The third week we met, but then the fourth week we had another meeting. So, yeah, we're able to schedule meetings. This isn't about scheduling the meetings. This is,
Someone says though it is.
I don't know how to put these words in. Jillian, can you clarify?
I would love to clarify. So an ordinance is a law.
We understand
that.
Okay.
That difference, but it's the scheduling that we just did and it worked.
This proposed ordinance does not state that a meeting change is occurring.
We understand.
It is just simply allowing for a meeting change if the town council deems it necessary and allows that to happen in a timely manner instead of potentially taking minimum of 3 months, maximum of who knows how many. So the need does not get addressed in a timely manner if it's necessary to do so.
My point being, we just did three of them in a row and it was timely.
So okay.
I'm missing something.
Yeah, you're missing.
Yeah, but nobody's talking about
what. Can you address what's missing?
So, regularly scheduled town council meetings are set by ordinance on the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. currently.
First Tuesday.
The town council is allowed to vote to postpone a meeting based on certain circumstances, but they cannot change the date and time of the regularly scheduled meeting. The very next meeting will happen according to ordinance, and the next and the next. So we had a regularly scheduled meeting the first week of May. Everyone was gone. The town council voted to postpone that meeting until May 12th. So that was perfectly within their purview to do. There was nothing illegal done about that. Because there was no quorum, it was voted to reconvene the following week. There was nothing done out of order with that either, because the regularly scheduled meeting is still on the second Tuesday of every month. Then we had a special meeting, which is not the regularly scheduled one, but it was done for the purpose of appointing town council members. So the regularly scheduled meeting falling on the week after that is tonight. So the regularly scheduled meeting has never been changed or altered, so nothing illegal was done. Does that make sense?
Not really. I was here for all that. I've already seen it.
Right.
I just don't understand. It didn't seem there was a hiccup in that process. How was the process of moving all those meetings different from what this paperwork says?
You had to show up each week to move that meeting to the next week.
And we're not doing that again because none of us are going to have any hair left because we've been tearing our hair out and burning it. So that last comment was Sean Knope. Thank you for your comment, Sean. Shannon, did you have any additional questions?
I was going to say the one thing that people don't seem to be taking into consideration is the fact that we just said the office is struggling. Seriously. That's why these guys got their packets at 5 o'clock today. Because it's the second of the month. We just got done with all the utility billing and everything else. It's too much. We literally can't do it. I was in there today helping, and we still couldn't get the meeting minutes finished from the last time, hence why they got pushed to next time. So it might be that we will ask to have the meetings changed off of the first month. June is the perfect example. We are second day into June and it's the first Tuesday. However, you know, it could have been that the first Tuesday is the following week, which is great. But when it comes so fast after all of the payroll and the utility billing and everything else that we have to do, it is very difficult in the office. So that's the one thing we wanted to make sure is if we need to do something, we can. Because as it is right now, we can't.
So I have two public comments. And Tim, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I can bring my turn.
Okay. Herman?
How many days a week is the town office open? How many days a week do people work?
Our published hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 until 3.
Why don't we have the people work more? I know it's cost on the town.
Yeah.
I know it's a wage deal, but why don't people work 5 days a week like the rest of us have to?
Because right now, and for as long as I can remember, history has been that what we have budgeted is Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, you must budget come up with what it says. So.
Or amending the budget, yes, it's possible. So right now, this is my first attempt to try to relieve some of the stress.
Well, that it relieves their workload too if they work more. I mean, it's right.
Well,
the more hours you put in, the more you get done. It's the way it's always.
But we could work 14-hour days at the beginning of the month, but we still have to do the things that are required at the end of the month. So
if you work 5 days a week for the whole month, you're gaining a day.
We're looking at all things like that.
Okay.
So thank you for your comment.
That's my question.
Thank you. Chris?
I would just like to acknowledge that if everybody in this room doesn't understand this, I know these two ladies over here, and their combined knowledge of business and government is more than everybody else in this room combined. And that's easy. So you have a room full of people who are failing to understand what these two ladies are trying to convey to everybody, because they're convinced that because the meeting was on Tuesdays for the last couple decades, that's the way it should be. And just like everything else in this town, that decision was wrong, and it totally screws up anybody's ability to prepare for a meeting or prepare for anything else going on business-wise in this town, because no one in this room has any idea what it takes to run this town or what these two ladies do. They do, believe me, they do. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to run the town more efficiently so that the town's not broke all the time and the town's not running backwards all the time. They're trying to set it up to where it's smoother and it runs more efficiently and more things are accomplished. And I don't get why nobody sees that.
Thank you.
Respectfully, I don't know you, and I don't know how many people in this room you actually do know that person. So please don't speak for me.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you, David.
Nice.
I appreciate that. Karen, you have another comment?
Yes, it had nothing to do with who knows or doesn't know anything. That's a little insulting to say that we don't know just because we don't work. It was semantics and language. What that gentleman just said, that this paperwork lets you guys do it kind of like remotely from the office, and we don't have to be here to do it, that made sense. He can repeat it again. But what he said, I don't know your name. You're sitting with the gentleman right there.
Sean. He's shy.
Sean.
Oh,
you said what you said about the paperwork means we don't have to be at a meeting to do it. I was like, bingo, that's what I wanted to know. It had nothing to do with anybody over or under explaining. The language was not clear. What he said was clear. And I said, oh, well, if that's about you guys can do it without having a meeting to do it, that makes sense. That's
no,
what I was
that's
looking for.
Not
that's
correct.
What he said.
And it, yes, it is.
That's what he
with,
said.
We're required to have a public meeting.
Correct. But what she's talking about is how you had 4 meetings in a row.
Yeah.
You guys had to show up for each one of those meetings to postpone it for the next week.
Right.
What I was telling her was that by doing this proposal, you wouldn't have to show up to postpone it for the next week.
And again,
unfortunately,
we would still have to show up because in order to abide by this, instead of having an ordinance to, or a meeting to move the meeting, we would have a meeting to move the meeting still. It's just that the meeting would then be to move the official, normal, regularly scheduled meeting. And then from there forward, the regularly scheduled meeting would be on a different day. That is what this ordinance is trying to allow.
Jalen, do you have a comment?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want
to? I'll defer to the public first.
Let Bob go first. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, the current ordinance is very prescriptive. By law, you have to meet on a certain day at a certain time. You have absolutely no flexibility, no options. It handcuffs you. The proposal is to build in more flexibility, more options. We haven't even gotten to the point yet of saying what day the meetings are going to be in the future.
Correct.
That's a totally separate decision down the road.
Correct.
The point of this ordinance is just to give you more flexibility, more options, and that's almost always a good thing.
And it's a semantics issue then, I guess it's semantics or not, but that on, because we create the agenda so far in advance and what we said on the agenda was specific, you are correct. The ordinance is to give us that flexibility by resolution. Okay?
I just want to say that we're all really blowing this out of proportion. This is purely for flexibility purposes. And since day one that I've been a part of this, I'm surprised that the meeting is the first Tuesday of every month because I'm aware of how billing works and writing checks and doing all the things. It should really be like the 7th to the 10th or something, because from a business standpoint, to do anything at the beginning of the month outside of actual business behind the desk is the most inefficient thing I've ever heard of. So the fact that we're going back and forth on this topic as long as we have is completely unnecessary, and I don't think anything's getting changed for the worse here. We're just trying to, once again, like, let's make this flexible, let's make this better. And for my opinion, we shouldn't be as early in the month at this meeting as we are. So I'd like to move on and get through the rest of this, because I don't think that there's anything really concerning about this ordinance change.
So, would we have a motion on the ordinance to move forward?
I would like to motion move forward.
Well, we're still taking it together.
But,
yes, we
under motion.
Accept this ordinance by motion?
Well, what's important is that everyone else accepts it, but know why. And I think it's just being over-examined.
Okay. Do you think we're there at the point that we could adopt this ordinance, is what I'm asking?
I do.
I would entertain a motion then.
The motion's already been made and seconded.
Good. Great. Thank you so much. So there is a motion on the floor to adopt ordinance. That is correct. Yes, I do remember because Kim asked for additional discussion. So now that we've had additional discussion, hearing no further additional discussion, call the question, Jaylen.
Tim?
I vote no.
Kyle?
Yes.
Motion fails. We move forward to the next ordinance on the agenda, which is our proposed firearms ordinance. And this ordinance that I will be reading is for public comment, but the city attorney has not reviewed it. That actually would be the town attorney has not reviewed it. They will do that next week, and any proposed changes and edits will be sent to him for review. If any edits are made to these resolutions or ordinances, we will do another first reading after he approves of those edits. So that is regarding this ordinance only. Tim?
Before we read this, since it hasn't been approved by our attorney, can we just skip it and read it after it's been approved by our attorney?
That would be a motion to
I would like
table.
To move
I would
to table this until it's been approved by our attorney, if that is a concern.
And there's a motion on the floor to table ordinance reading number 2026-6-02 on the floor. Is there a second?
I will second.
Seconded by Kyle.
I agree with Tim.
Call the question, Jaylen.
Tim.
Yes.
Kyle.
Yes.
So the firearms ordinance has been tabled until the attorney has had an opportunity to review.
I just want to say, if there is a possibility that we read it another time and we're already waiting on this guy, like, I'd rather just cut to the chase tonight, you know? That's where I'm at.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So this proposed ordinance that I will be reading next has to do with utility rates, penalties, and fines. To set by resolution. So similar to the previous ordinance that we discussed on the meeting time, I will read ordinance number 2026-06-03. An ordinance amending chapters 4-2 and 4-4 of Title IV of the Alberton Town Code to remove specific dollar amounts from ordinance text and authorize the town council to establish and amend utility rates, fees, and penalties by resolution. Whereas the town of Alberton currently maintains specific dollar amounts for water and sewer utility rates, fees, and penalties within the text of Title IV of the Alberton Town Code, including but not limited to reconnection fees, late payment penalties, service deposit amounts, hookup fees, and misdemeanor fine minimums, and whereas the town of Alberton also maintains a specific disconnection notice schedule within the text of Section 4-2-5, Section 1 of the Alberton Code, setting forth the timing and sequence of notices required prior to disconnection of water service for non-payment, and whereas embedding specific dollar amounts and procedural schedules within ordinance text requires the town council to undertake the full two-reading ordinance adoption process, which takes a minimum of 12 days under Montana law, each time rates, fees, penalties, or notice procedures require adjustment, and whereas the operational and financial needs of the town's water and sewer systems require the ability to adjust rates, fees, penalties, and administrative procedures in a timely manner in response to annual budget requirements, infrastructure costs, grant conditions, inflationary pressures, banking and collection costs, and other factors affecting municipal utility operations, and whereas Montana Code Annotated Section 69-7-101 authorizes the town to regulate, establish, and change as it considers proper rates, charges, and classifications imposed for utility services to its inhabitants and other persons served by the municipal systems, provided that rates, charges, and classifications are reasonable and just, and whereas Montana Code Annotated Section 69-7-111 requires the town council to order a public hearing before regulating, establishing, or changing rates, charges, or classifications imposed on utility customers with notice published and mailed as required by that section, and whereas the disconnection notice schedule is a procedural administrative manner and not a rate, charge, or classification subject to the public hearing requirement of Section 69-7-111, and may therefore be established and amended by resolution of the town council without a public hearing, and whereas several provisions of Title IV already contemplate rate setting by resolution of the town council following public hearing, and this ordinance extends that mechanism uniformly to all utility rates, fees, and penalties currently hard-coded in ordinance text, and whereas the town council finds that authorizing the establishment and adjustment of utility rates, fees, penalties, and the disconnection notice schedule by resolution is in the best interest of the town of Alberton and its residents. Now therefore, be it ordained by the town council of the town of Alberton, Montana, as follows. Section 1, amendment of Section 4-2-5, penalties, water service lines. Section 4-2-5-1 of Chapter 4-2 of Title IV of the Alberton Town Code is hereby amended to read as follows. 4-2-5 penalties. 1. Each and every violation of the rules and regulations established by this ordinance will constitute a misdemeanor and the offending party shall be subject to a fine as established by resolution of the town council, not to exceed the maximum permitted by Montana law. When the offense is one relating to plumbing, leakage, or other illegal use or waste of water, the registrar may stop the supply of water to the offender. When water has been turned off for violation of these rules and regulations, the water registrar may withhold the water until all dues and penalties have been paid in full, plus a reconnection fee as established by resolution of the town council. The notice and disconnection schedule applicable to delinquent accounts shall be as established by resolution of the town council pursuant to section 3A of ordinance number 2026-06-03. Section 2, amendment of section 4-2-4, general rules and regulations, reconnection fee. The paragraph of section 4-2-4 of chapter 4-2 entitled shut off, turn on fee is hereby amended to read as follows. Shut off, turn on fee. When the water has been shut off at the curb box, it shall not be turned on by any person except an employee of the waste sewer department. If the water is turned on by anyone other than an employee of the town water sewer department, the water shall be immediately shut off, and the property owner must pay a reconnection fee as established by resolution of the town council before the water shall again be turned on. In addition, the party turning the water on shall be in violation of this ordinance and may be punished as provided in this chapter. Section 3, amendment of section 4-2-4, general rules and regulations, paragraph 10, reconnection for non-payment. The provision in section 4-2-4, paragraph 10, relating to reconnection charges for non-payment is hereby amended to read as follows. There will be a reconnection fee as established by resolution of the town council to have water reconnected for any service that was turned off for non-payment of services. Section 3A, amendment of section 4-2-5-1, disconnection notice schedule. The specific disconnection notice schedule currently set forth in section 4-2-5-1 of chapter 4-2 of title 4 of the Alberton Town Code, providing that a late notice shall be sent in the first week of the month following a delinquency, a disconnect notice in the second week, and a 24-hour disconnect notice in the third week is hereby removed from the ordinance text and replaced with the following. The schedule of notices, timing, and steps required prior to disconnection of water service for non-payment, including but not limited to the issuance of late notices, disconnect notices, and final 24-hour disconnect notices, shall be established and amended from time to time by resolution of the town council. The current notice and disconnection schedule shall be maintained on file with the town clerk treasurer, shall be posted at town hall in a publicly accessible location, and shall be made available to utility customers upon request. No disconnection of service for non-payment shall occur without notice to the property owner in accordance with the then current adopted schedule and all applicable Montana law. Section 4, amendment of section 4-4-2, equitable rates, sewer system. Section 4-4-2 of chapter 4-4 of title 4 of the Alberton Town Code is hereby amended to read as follows. 4-4-2, equitable rates. Rates for sewer service shall be set from time to time by resolution of the town council, following public notice at a public hearing as required by Montana Code Annotated Section 69-7-111. A schedule of current rates shall be maintained on file with the town clerk treasurer and shall be available to the public upon request. Section 5, amendment of section 4-4-10, water sewer hookup formula. Section 4-4-10 of chapter 4-4 of title 4 of the Appleton Town Code is hereby amended to read as follows. 4-4-10, water sewer hookup fees. Water and sewer hookup connection fees shall be established and adjusted from time to time by resolution of the town council following public notice and a public hearing as required by Montana Code Annotated Section 69-7-111. All fees for water hookup must be paid in full before the water connection can occur. All fees for sewer hookup must be paid in full before the sewer connection can occur. A schedule of current hookup fees shall be maintained on file with the town clerk treasurer and shall be available to the public upon request. Section 6, general rate and fee schedule. The town council shall, by resolution, following required public notice and hearing as provided in Montana Code Annotated Section 69-7-111, adopt and maintain a current schedule of utility rates, fees, and penalties, rate schedule, that establishes specific dollar amounts for all of the following at minimum. A, monthly water base rate, metered and unmetered. B, monthly sewer service rate. C, water service deposit. D, water and sewer hookup connection fees. E, disconnection fees. The fee, the administrative fee charged when service is disconnected for non-payment or violation. F, reconnection fee. The fee charged to restore service following disconnection for non-payment, violation, or unauthorized shutoff. G, account transfer fee. The fee charged when responsibility for a utility account is transferred from one party to another, including but not limited to transfer to a new tenant upon move-in, transfer back to the property owner upon a tenant vacating, and transfer upon change of property ownership. H, meter testing fee. Charged when a meter is tested at a customer's request and found to be functioning correctly. I, unauthorized reconnection penalty fee. Charged when service has been restored by any person other than an authorized town employee. J, late payment fee. A flat fee charged when a utility bill is not paid by the due date. K, interest on delinquent accounts. The rate of interest charged on unpaid balances expressed as a monthly or annual percentage rate. L, NSF fee. The fee charged when a payment is returned for insufficient funds or against a closed account. M, lien filing fee. The administrative cost charged to a delinquent account when the town is required to file or record a lien against real property for unpaid utility charges, pursuant to the authority established in Section 4-4-4 of the Alberton Town Code. N, notice and collection fee. The administrative cost charged to a delinquent account when town staff is required to post physical notices at a property, including door notices and posted disconnect warnings, in connection with the collection and disconnection process. O, any other utility fee or penalty currently established or hereafter authorized by ordinance. The rate schedule shall be maintained on file with the town clerk treasurer, shall be posted in a publicly accessible location at town hall, and shall be made available to utility customers upon request. Any adjustment to the rate schedule shall be made by resolution of the town council after public notice and a public hearing as required by Montana Code Annotated Section 69-7-111. The town council shall also adopt and may amend a notice and disconnection schedule by resolution as provided in Section 3A of this ordinance. The notice and disconnection schedule is a procedural administrative matter and is not a rate, charge, or classification subject to the public hearing requirement of Montana Code Annotated Section 69-7-111. It may therefore be established and amended by resolution of the town council without a public hearing, except as otherwise required by Montana law. Section 7, existing resolutions preserved. All resolutions previously adopted by the town council establishing utility rates, fees, or penalties, including but not limited to resolution number 336, resolution number 338, resolution number 343, and any subsequent rate resolutions remain in full force and effect until amended or superseded by subsequent resolution of the town council. Section 8, repeal of conflicting provisions. All prior ordinances, resolutions, or motions of the town council that embed specific dollar amounts for utility rates, fees, or penalties, or that set a specific disconnection notice schedule within the text of Title IV of the Alberton Town Code and that are inconsistent with the delegation of authority established by this ordinance are hereby repealed to the extent of such conflict. Section 9, Savings Clause. If any provision of this ordinance or its application to any person or circumstance is held invalid, the remainder of the ordinance and the application of its provisions to other persons or circumstances shall not be affected. Section 10, effective date. This ordinance shall take effect 30 days after final passage on second reading as required by Montana Code Annotated Section 7-5-105. The town clerk treasurer is directed to cause this ordinance to be posted in accordance with Section 1-2-2 of the Alberton Town Code following first reading and provisional adoption. Passed and adopted by the town council and mayor of the town of Alberton, Mineral County, state of Montana, the second day of June 2026. Approved by the mayor and attested by the town clerk treasurer. Council, comments, questions?
Do you want to go first or me?
I'll let you go first, Tim.
All right, section 6 was the first one that kind of caught my attention, in which the general rate and fee schedule the town shall by resolution following the public notice, etc., adopt and maintain a current schedule of utility rates, etc., that establishes the specific dollar amounts for this giant list. That's paraphrasing, of course. My question is, if we were to approve this ordinance, does that mean that we are then compelled to adopt a complete new rate schedule based on this section? Or is there one in place? Because I noticed there was a section in the back, section 7, existing resolutions preserved, 336, 338, 343, and any subsequent, etc., until amended or superseded. The question I have is that, are we going to need to redefine all of the following at minimum, or is this something that has already been determined? Because I don't have these resolutions in front of me to know what they do define, and I didn't have time to look them up. So, like, that's my question about this specifically, just to get some clarity on that. Can you help me out, Kevin?
And do you have another question as well?
It was mostly related to this particular one specifically, yeah.
And let Jaylen then address, do you have copies of 336, 338, and 343?
Not on my person at this time.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I would like to clarify some changes in the reading.
Yeah.
Was it your intention in the second whereas to leave out the word town, where it states section 4-2-5-1 of the Alberton Town Code? Was it your intention to leave out the word town?
No.
Okay. At the very bottom of page one, on the very last whereas, the disconnection notice schedule is a procedural administrative matter. Was it your intention to change that word to manner?
I thought I corrected myself to say administrative matter.
Thank you. On page two, on the very last paragraph, quote, shut off, turn off fee. When the water has been shut off at the curb box, it shall not be turned on by any person except an employee of the, was it your intention to change the word water to waste?
No, employee of the water sewer department.
Thank you. Those are the only clarifications I have. I'm going to defer to Shannon on the question that Tim has regarding Section 6. She has been diving into this with taking more time than I have had to devote to it. I mean, I can definitely add my two cents, but she's probably the better person to answer this question for you.
Okay. Would you mind?
No. We have some of these fees. We have a disconnection, a reconnection. We have some of them. In addition, some of them need to be added. For instance, the lien. We have no provision right now for the lien. And that's a lot of time for us to put a lien on somebody's property for non-payment. And right now, the town doesn't recoup that at all. And so that's one of the things that we need to get on here, because that's a lot of time and, you know, whatnot to be able to put that together. So we need to be able to charge a fee for that. The late fee, we don't charge late fees right now. There should be a late fee. If you don't pay your bill, if you choose not to pay it, because there's some people who choose to pay quarterly, you get to pay a late fee, okay. Things like that.
Just to clarify my question.
Yes.
I'm not asking why we need these things. I'm asking, are these things that we need to define, and are we going to be required through TASIS ordinance to define all of them at minimum? Or is this something that is already defined and can be left in place? Because it's just a big list of stuff that if it's already in place, you know, like...
It's not already in place.
We redefine a lot of this stuff.
Most of these aren't in place. There are a few that are.
But my question is, would this ordinance compel us to redefine all of them?
I can answer that.
Yeah.
It states the town council shall. The shall verbiage means that you don't have a choice.
That's
so
what
you,
I thought.
Yes, that is correct. A lot of these are already established. A lot of them are extremely outdated. So the fees are... not even enough to recoup any kind of costs or create any kind of incentive in order to really pay your bill. There is nothing that states that you can't set a zero value until a future resolution.
Yeah.
But what this does is it ensures that we have the ability to set rates, all of these rates, by resolution instead of having to change an ordinance for a specific dollar amount that happens to be in the ordinance. So this is in order to allow us to do all of this by resolution. The benefit to doing this is the fact that we have to set a budget every year. We have to approve a budget every year. That budget is derived and driven by the amount of money that we receive through utility billing and its adjacent fees and penalties. So setting these at a minimum is necessary to be able to do the budget. This just allows you to do it by resolution.
So, and I want to be clear, I'm not against setting these fees or collecting them or adjusting them to be appropriate for the costs that the town incurs. I just wanted to be clear on what this ordinance was compelling us to do.
Yes.
With the shall verbiage. Thank you.
Yep.
Good. Thank you for that clarification, Kyle.
I want to thank you all for going through that extremely long read here. What I pick up from all of this is that as we were going into the water project, you know, and trying to go through accounts that were past due, accounts that weren't remedied in a decade, you know, Charlie going through like where meters are, fees, shutting off, turning things on. I feel that this was a lot to listen to, but at the end of the day, what this is really going to boil down to is simplifying our system. And mind you, every time that we had an issue about a fee or how we were going to tackle something, it really got rinsed and repeated through 3, 4, 6 months worth of meetings before it was ever resolved. And that extends the difficulties in rectifying our financial problems with the water system. So I think that this all sounded really good. I know it was a lot to listen to, but actually is a lot more simplicity to it in total. So I commend you guys for putting this forward. I think this makes Charlie's life a little more black and white in those regards and gives us an ability to actually tackle things at face value as they come up, as we update, as we go forward.
Very good. Thank you. Does the public have any comment? Question? Sounded like we had a motion in there.
I'd like to move to approve this first reading.
I have a second.
Motion to approve the first reading of ordinance number 2026-0603 has been moved and seconded. Jalen, call the question.
Tim?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yes.
Motion approved. We now have first reading of that ordinance on the books. And we move on now to public comment. Our second public comment of the night. And just to declare the one before was I was not on the agenda. This public comment is now my public comment. If anybody at 10 o'clock at night has anything to say, I will call for public comment now. I think that was 3 times. Does anyone have public comment? Sir, I've forgotten your name already. I'm sorry.
David Schwalz.
Thank you, David.
So I'm just a little confused as to the whole trash can situation and how we ended up with getting all these bear safe trash cans in town. But as far as I was aware, none of that had been pushed through, and the official decision had not been made yet. Last week they showed up with all these bear safe trash cans saying that the Bear Smart Alberton organization went to public services and told them that it had been approved when, in fact, to my understanding, it had not been approved.
Thank you for your comment. Is there any additional public comment?
It was a question, not a comment.
In public comment, we have room for public comment. And so in terms of a dialogue, that's not what happens in public comment.
In terms of bureaucratic nonsense, I would suggest that people start to play by the town's rules, and you know,
well, sir,
people in town here are taxpayers who are, you know, supporting the town. We'd like to keep things rolling in the general direction that we all want. And so, I mean, for asking a simple question like that and not having an answer, I mean, everybody already knows the answer now, but it would seem to me to be beneficial for you to give an educated guess at least, as opposed to just shutting the conversation down.
Okay, well, what I've been taught in school, that I have gone to many trainings, is that I say thank you for your comments, sir. We are a small community, and so it is my personal preference that we do have a small dialogue. Last year, no, it wasn't last year. I'd like to defer to Bob Summerfield to answer this question because you can give the accurate schedule of when the town of Alberton voted to adopt becoming a Bear Smart community. And
we voted to adopt the resolution. We didn't vote to become a Bear Smart community. We did.
And so, Bob, if you'd like to speak to that, please.
I think this meeting has gone on long enough, so I would just, I represent Bear Smart Alberton. I'm slight to invite you.
I represent Alberton. You don't live in Alberton.
I own property in Alberton.
I understand, but
I would invite you to talk with me after this meeting, or if you don't care to do that, I would invite you to attend one of our Bear Smart Albertson meetings. And we can discuss this in detail because we could be here for another hour talking about this.
We sure could. It's a problem that needs to be resolved.
It is an important topic, David. I recognize that. And so as the town has recognized that, you have been invited to the Bear Smart group in order to hear in detail the information. And so I can't speak to it personally at this point in time, but the town did vote to become a Bear Smart community 3 years ago. It's been quite some time that we voted to do this.
Yeah, September 2022, I believe. Don't hold me to that, but
it's it's been a while. So, Shannon, do you have a comment?
There is going to be an open forum meeting about the Bear Smart. I don't know that that we have a date for that.
No, we don't have a date. It's been talked about that there will be an open house.
Yes.
And that will be occurring in the future so that there will be an opportunity for, like Jamie alluded to, the film that he had that has an hour worth of information. There's lots of resources that the Bear Smart group has available. And so I attend those meetings and I learn a lot about the Bear Smart group when I go to those meetings. But I know that a lot of people in the community do not attend those meetings. And so that's when we came to the idea maybe we were going to have a town hall meeting. But actually more effective would be to have an open house where people could then come ask their questions of the experts, and that was Jamie here tonight, is Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. We have an individual that has been hired by Bear Smart Group who is also an expert on black and grizzly bears, and she's usually comes to one farmer's market each month. So she would be available to talk with
I'm not
David.
Interested in any of that. I asked the question. You can give your dialogue if you'd like, but that's not answering my question.
And your question was regarding a can that was delivered to your house prior, subsequent to a letter being delivered regarding that can. Here.
That letter came from the Bear Smart group and it was on Alberton Town letterhead signed by you. That feels like sleight of hand that you've got the Bear group putting a letter out on Alberton paper and saying this is from the town. In addition, I would argue that the entire process for the Bear community ordinance resolution become a Bear community was done under recommendations repeatedly, even in that letter on town letterhead. It says these are recommended things, but in that paperwork, the devil of it is that it says it's gonna happen, it's gonna be a mandate. And I think the council, the previous council, all of them said, well, these are okay as recommendations, but we don't want them as mandates, but I think we should approve all this. That is my understanding, and it's been sleight of hand the entire process because they repeatedly use the word recommendation, and now by gum, it's going to happen. They want to take the trash cans out of the town park. They have talked about it and putting in ugly plastic cans when the town and I, as a citizen taxpayer, paid for Marvin to build cans that are bear-proof and they are drunk people-proof. Nobody can get in those cans but town employees. They're talking about replacing that. They did it under the guise of recommendations, but in the paperwork it's mandate. That was disingenuous. They should have used the word mandate the entire time. It is sleight of hand, and it is not proper to do that to this town. That's why people are angry about what's going on with the bear community. That's why there is a groundswell of opposition to it that you guys will hear, whether it's open house or town hall. People don't want to be forced to swallow bear cans or anything else about it. They want to have a choice.
It's the principle.
It's the principle. I have a can in the yard that has never had a bear in it. The neighbor has dogs, never has bears in it. It should not be mandated. We're all adults. We can do it and figure it out item by item by item as life comes along.
Thank you for your comment.
You bet.
Are there any additional public comments? Any additional public comment?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Herman.
Back on the bear deal again with cans. I know you guys can't say anything, but I'm just going to say it anyway. I don't see words. I pay for my can. It's a selective service. It's not a mandated service. I don't have to have garbage service in Albuquerque if I don't want to. So I don't see how the town can make us get something that I know. I heard it's a grant that's going to pay this extra fee. But when the grant goes away, who pays the extra fee? So what's going to happen, this is my theory, which I might be wrong, that people aren't going to be able to afford this, so that means more trash in the mountains. People are going to start dumping their trash because they're not going to, you know, he's come to it earlier that this town has not got a lot of money. There's a lot of people that don't have a lot of money. Well, doing these extra expense on people, they might say, the heck with it, I'm canceling my service. As I drive up Petty Creek or Fish Creek, I'm going to throw my garbage out. I mean, it's something to think about because it has happened. I've caught people dumping garbage in the mountains before.
I have as well.
And I did call Republic Service and tell them to take my bear-proof can away because it is my choice of what I want because it is something I'm paying for. It's a selective, it's not a mandated service. It's not like sewer or water in this town where you guys can control the prices and everything. This is something I have to pay, and I don't have to have the service. So I know people that don't have garbage service in Alberton, they take it to their work or something like that and dump it.
I personally don't have garbage service and have it for over 20 years because I'm a zero waste proponent. But
that's good. I'm glad you are, but there is people that isn't. There is people that isn't. So.
Right. No, and I understand that. So the BearSmart group has purchased the cans that were distributed so that there will never be a different cost passed on to the customer.
I still don't want the can. You're not going to tell me what can I can have.
I understand.
You can ask me. You can't tell me what I want.
So it's been very clear in past meetings and certainly in this meeting that this is a topic where people would like to have an opportunity to have a dialogue and also an opportunity to get more information.
No, we just want an option on what we want for our, that we think is best for us, and not where the town overreaches itself on something. Our bear-proof deal that, I've lived in this town forever. There's been bears all the time in this town. There used to be a dump up there where everybody dumped their stuff, and people just don't watch the bears. When I was a kid, I got fruit trees, berry trees, early around my house. That's where all the bears go. Like I said earlier, once in a while we get bears down here because the berries and stuff are slight. You know, I understand that.
Time.
But responsible people put their stuff away like we do.
Thank you, Herman. I appreciate that. Thank you.
As we go back and forth with BearAware, you know, I get parts of it. I don't get other parts. I think encouraging it as an option for people is always great. I think forcing it on people is wrong. I've stood by that the entire time as we've gone forward here. Now, as it was just brought to my attention officially, Bob Sunfield, am I aware you own property here, but you don't actually live here? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I think that speaks a very large volume about your motivations and how you want to go about things, which I respect what you do, BearAware, the whole thing. But as the people here have lived in this town, residents of this town, 25 years, 10 years, childhood.
60. Yeah. Well, let me just say, Kyle, before you go further.
Sure.
My family has been a part of this town for the last 74 years. My family helped to build this town. Much of the infrastructure in this town was built by my family.
Your wife's family.
Part of my family. So the fact that I don't currently live here does not in any way affect my interest, my concern, my love for this town, my dedication to making this town as good as it can possibly be.
And in my opinion, I think that it's affected tremendously. So I think that that really needs to be put into the public view. When we get these exterior pushes for things that people don't want, and as we go further and this gets more intense, I'm going to start putting these things under a microscope and making sure that my constituents in this town are aware of this so that they can say what they want. This isn't about what BearWare wants. This isn't about the people in this council. This is about the people of the town.
Yep.
100%. And I'm getting tired of this back and forth game. So, like, we're going to proceed to ask people in town what they want to see and what they want to have in their yard, what they want to do with their fruit trees, their compost, the way they want to live their lives. And that's going to be what it is at the end of the day. And we're going to get further into this with the things that are being pushed. And I'm going to see.
I sincerely believe if you truly ask all of the people in this town, you would find that there's a majority who support a program that helps people live compatibly with others without shooting them in the middle of the town, causing your kids to be scared walking to school in the
morning. The bear that was shot in town was the size of a suitcase, okay? Let's be real. It posed no threat to anybody.
It still was a bear that caused the school to be locked down that day.
That's a bit excessive, but...
Okay, so that's been 3 minutes for each person on that topic. Is there any additional public comment?
I have one more. I've been working in a university, and I've been seeing bear crap in the university. So, yeah. I mean, there's bears everywhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why don't you guys always want these meetings. Why don't you come up door to door and ask people what they want? You know, not all of us go to meetings. Like I said, I travel on the road all the time. I can't go to all these meetings. And when I'm home, my schedule's full with my family. And my family's been here, and my family built this town too. So my family's been here. My had an uncle who was born in a boxcar right down the road here, right down the deal here when the railroad ran through here.
Okay, we've been on the bear topic plenty. Thank you. I appreciate that people have a lot of energy about this. So we're definitely going to have a public forum.
What are we doing about the cans? If we don't want them, they can go away, right?
Call the public.
All right, good.
They don't want them. Call the public. That's what the guys who delivered them said. They said, call the public.
Any additional public comment on any other topic? I would entertain a motion. Oh, yes, David, a different topic?
Kyle, Tim, Charlie, hang on, boys. We're in for a ride, but we'll get this all taken care of.
And you need to talk with people in town.
Could you please make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.